Hare Krishna. The vain live in vain. The word vain has two meanings. One is proud and the other is futile. So, the vain live in vain means that the life of the proud becomes futile. So, in the spiritual context, the word vain or proud or arrogant refers to one who thinks that I can live on my own, I don't need God, and I don't need to serve God, nor do I need to have any relationship with Him at all, in any way. This is vanity, and this vanity, those who are vain like this, actually they are an illusion. Because we all depend on God. Now, for our very survival, we need necessities like air, water, heat, light, food. And we can't manufacture them ourselves. Our nature provides us to them. We provide them to us. And the nature actually provides these to all living beings. To humans and non-humans. But in the lower subhuman forms, the subhuman forms don't have the intelligence to inquire, okay, where are these things coming from? They just take it and they just use it, that's all. But we human beings have been given the intelligence to ask fundamental questions, to probe beyond the appearance of things to their substance. So we can ask, where have all these things come from? Who is the provider? Who is the arranger of these things? And that question, we in human form have the capacity for such inquiry which can go in the spiritual directions. And when we go in the spiritual direction in this way, then we can be guided by, if we turn towards the Bhagavad Gita and take guidance from the Gita, then by that guidance, we learn about God, Krishna, who is the provider of everything. We learn about our own spiritual identity, and we learn about the unlimited spiritual happiness that awaits us, everlasting spiritual happiness that awaits us at the spiritual level of reality. So, attaining that happiness is the purpose and perfection of life. And we attain that happiness by developing our love for Krishna, by learning to love Him through the practice of Bhakti Yoga. So now, if we, instead of loving Krishna, and if we don't even inquire about spiritually because of vanity, because of pride, then our lives go in vain. We miss the opportunity for eternal happiness, and we continue to live in this miserable material world. We meet the same fate as the animals. The animals don't have the capacity to inquire about anything spiritual. We have the capacity, but when we neglect that capacity, then we also meet the same death and destruction and futility that marks their struggle for happiness. And everything that we struggle to achieve at a material level, it will be lost at the time of death. And thus we end with futility. Thus, the vain live in vain. The Bhagavad Gita points to this in 3.16 when it states, evam pravartitam chakram nanuvartayati hayaha aghayurindriya ramo mogham partha sajivati. So evam pravartitam chakram. So this, which has been ordained by nature, evam pravartitam chakram nanuvartayati hayaha. This cycle which Krishna is talking about over here, pravartitam chakram, that is, we do sacrifices for the satisfaction of God. We participate in dharma, and by such participation in dharma, we become elevated. Na anuvartayati hayah. Those who do not participate in it, then what happens? Aghayur indriya ramo. Aghayur. They live lives of sin, indriya ramo, because they're seeking just sensual pleasures, and mogham partha sajivati. Their life goes waste. Mogham partha sajivati. Now, what can we do? about this. We don't have to be vain and live in vain. Rather, we can become humble, recognize our need for God, learn to love and serve Him, and thereby make our life supremely successful and fulfilling by attaining everlasting happiness. Thank you. Hare Krishna.